This is Dr. Pataria dictating the consult on Teresa Martinez. Last name, M for Mary, A for Apple, R, T for Tom, I for India, N for Nancy, E for Europe, Z for Zebra. First name, Teresa, T for Tom, E for Europe, R, E for Europe, S for Sam, A for Apple. Date, January 8, 2024, period, new paragraph. She's a 61-year-old female patient who comes with a history of palpitation, which she described as having funny beats. Funny, F for Frank, U, N for Nancy, Y, beats, period. This generally happens in the evening at the end of the day when she is sitting down and relax, period. It does not happen every day, period, and she is somewhat anxious about it, period. She also gives history of shortness of breath on climbing 1 to 2 flights of stairs and walking about 1 to 1.5 mile a day, period. This is her estimate, period. The patient has no dizziness or syncope, period. No history of any chest pain, comma, chest tightness, comma, chest heaviness, or a chest discomfort, period. No history of upper respiratory tract infection, period. No history of bleeding tendency or a GI problem. G capital, period. I for India, capital, period. Problem, period. New paragraph. Past history. History of COVID infection. COVID, C for Charlie, O, V for Victor, I for India, D for David, in capital letter. Infection, August 4, 2022, period. 4 weeks ago, she was told to have hypertension, but according to the patient, in last 2 weeks, blood pressure has been good at home without any medications, period. Also, she is under increased stress for last 3 months, period, and in last 2 months, she has noticed a symptom of palpitation, period. The patient gives history of being told to have pre-diabetes and mild hypercholesterolemia, period. No history of cerebrovascular accident or myocardial infarction, period. No history of rheumatic fever, comma, scarlet fever, comma, tuberculosis, comma, kidney, bronchial asthma, comma, kidney or liver problem, period. New paragraph. Social history, nothing contributory, period. She does not smoke, comma, she does not take excessive amount of coffee or alcohol, period. New paragraph. Allergy, none, period, new paragraph. Menstrual history, she had a menopause about 5 years ago and she's now planning to have hysterectomy, period. New paragraph. Family history, father died at the age of 61 and mother died at the age of 58 due to cancer, period. Both parents died due to cancer at a younger age, period. New paragraph. Patient height is 5 feet 5 inch and weight is 174 pound, period. New paragraph. On exam, patient is alert, conscious and cooperative, period. Pupil equal and react to the light, period. No pallor, cyanosis or clubbing, period. No JVP edema, calf tenderness, Hohmann sign, lymphadenopathy or thyroid enlargement, period. The peripheral pulses are well felt and equal except right. Dorsal speed is not palpable, period. Right posterior tibial 2/4, period. Left pedal pulse is 1/4, period. No carotid bruit, period. No obvious skin problem detected, period. New paragraph. The blood pressure in both superior extremity 144/90 millimeters of mercury, period, new paragraph. The cardiovascular system exam, PMI in the left fifth intercostal space within midclavicular line, normal in character period. S1 and S2 are normal period. No S3 period, no S4 period, no heart murmur noted period. There is a ejection systolic leak in the mitral area period. New paragraph. The respiratory system exam, air entries, colon, both sides, period. There are no RALS or ronchi, period. New paragraph. Elementary system exam, there is no organomegaly, period. There is no guarding or rigidity, period. New paragraph. CNS, no gross focal neurological deficit noted, period. New paragraph. The other system grossly within normal limit, period. The EKG shows mild T-wave inversion in V1 to V4, which suggests enteroseptal wall ischemia, period. There is left axis deviation, and R is greater than S in lid V2, V for Victor in capital letters 2, period. This may raise the possibility of some kind of pulmonary disease pattern, period. New paragraph. Analysis, this patient functional capacity has decreased. She says she used to be active and doing regular walking about 2-3 years ago, but physical capacity has decreased, period. According to her, she gets short of breath on moderate degree of exertion, period. Her symptom of palpitation may be because of premature beats, period. She does have a mild hypertension, period. She was advised medical treatment, but she would like to try a healthy lifestyle and diet, period. So patient was then asked to maintain her blood pressure record at home by checking regularly, period. She was given instruction about the proper way of checking blood pressure, period. And she was then asked to bring the blood pressure records from home and bring her blood pressure instrument so it can be checked against blood pressure recorded here, period. Once the blood pressure is controlled, then plan is to do stress test to evaluate for any myocardial ischemia, period. In the meantime, patient is advised to do coronary calcium score, period. Pros and cons were explained. She understood well, and then she agreed, period. New paragraph. She was advised healthy lifestyle, for example, low salt, low cholesterol, low saturated fatty acid diet, period. She was advised to very gradually increase her activity and do some regular walking, for example, 30 minutes a day, 5 days a week, period. She was also advised to do stress reduction techniques, period. And plan is to do stress tests after good control of the blood pressure, period. New paragraph. Face-to-face, more than 75 minutes were spent in consultation, coma, analysis of various findings, and advice as mentioned above, plus the workup. And future management will plan depends on a clinical course of the patient, period. New paragraph. Patient was advised that if she continues to have palpitation, then she should call back again and report as soon as possible, period. New paragraph. Initial impressions, number one, shortness of breath on mild to moderate exertion, period. Next line, number two, palpitation, which she described as a funny bitch. Period. Next line, number three. Hypertension, next line, number four. Prediabetes, next line, number five. Hypercholesterolemia, period, next line, number six. Increased anxiety and stress, next line, number seven. History of COVID-19 infection 18 months ago, period. Number seven, menopause about 5 years ago, period. New paragraph. The consult over. Thank you. This is Dr. Pataria.